Hey guys, this is Ginger from Ginger Sight, and welcome to the first episode of What Ifs. So, tonight's subject is forgiveness, and it's a pretty touchy subject for, if not most, almost all of the human population. A lot of people have the misconception that forgiveness is for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Forgiveness is for you to be able to find it in your heart to forgive yourself for allowing other people to overstep the boundaries that you should have put up, but you didn't. Forgiveness is for you to come to terms with the stuff that you allowed to happen and affect you in such a devastating way that you couldn't cut that attachment. There's different things that happen to people. I'm not going to base or rate it on trauma, but I know it's hard to forgive people for things. For example, you're in a relationship and you get cheated on. You can't find it in your soul to forgive that person, but it's like you want to find true love. You know, you want to find someone to marry. You want to be able to have a functioning relationship. So you don't need to forgive that person. You need to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself and cut that cord with that person. And don't allow that person to have any power over you by you going back to that situation and saying, oh, I'm afraid to have a boyfriend because I'm afraid to be cheated on. Forgive yourself. Forgive that trauma. Forgive the fact that you didn't listen to your intuition when you were probably warned and they probably showed you, you know, a lot of these things that were going on. Sometimes as humans, as, you know, the logical people that we are, we tend to dismiss a lot of the signs that we get because we feel like, oh, that's just a coincidence. To be honest, there's no such thing as a coincidence. We are spiritual beings living a physical experience. We are living in two different realms at the same exact time. One foot in the physical and one foot in the spiritual. When you not only sink, but step in and grow into that balance between your divine feminine and your divine masculine, you start to really realize and notice things. You'll start to observe patterns, observe trauma, and eventually you'll grow so much that you'll look back and you'll be like, I'm proud of myself for forgiving me, for allowing me to accept less than what I deserved. So, forgiveness is never about the other person. It's always about you and seeing what these traumas can do. These traumas can cause a lifetime actually of pain, because something as small as what happened in your childhood can stay with you for the rest of your life, and it becomes such a toxic cycle. When do you look at it and say, hey, enough is enough? I need to do better. I can do better. I am going to do better because I am better than this. So, with that being said, look at yourself today and say, I forgive you. I forgive you for ever accepting anything less than what we deserve. I forgive myself for allowing other people to overstep the boundaries that I was too afraid to put up or I didn't enforce. I forgive myself for not internalizing how other people feel about me. I forgive myself because I am whole. I am complete. And the only approval I need and I will ever need is of myself. I love me and I love myself. Ashe. Thank you guys for listening. And I hope this resonated with you. And if it did, go ahead and share. If you're not following me on Instagram, go ahead and follow me at Ginger's Light, and we'll talk to you next time. Luz, progreso, en ashe.